Let's pick up from Ayin Beis Amud Aleph to this next part. This is a very difficult part. I know Levi's very excited about it. He seems to think there's 35 Avim in this year.
I mean, Levi can read. Like 40.
Levi doesn't read. He's graduated past that stage. He doesn't do that.
He doesn't know how to read. It's really just
like
a fake.
Uh-huh. So read, Kapo. All right, so wait, slow down. So the first pasuk says that when can you kill the guy, right? When is he defined as a rodef? Ein lo damim, right? Ein lo damim. And we know from Rashi in the Mishnah, ein lo damim means there's no previous relationship, right? And yesh lo damim is going to imply that there is some type of relationship, right? All right, and then the next pasuk says ve'im zarcha shemesh alav, right? So it's almost as if the Gemara is reading it and taking out the self pasuk, right? Bizarcha Hashemesh Alav. What does that mean? Bizarcha Hashemesh Alav? The sun shines upon him. Okay. So what does Gemara say? Which means what? Do you mean to actually say that? I mean, is just, what's the Gemara saying? You might have thought what? Right, in other words, what, like daytime, right? Turns out that's a legitimate havamina, but we're not going to find that yet. We're looking at the Meiri. But maybe you'll say, does it literally mean that? It means that the sun shines upon him? No. What it means is, it's looking at the euphemistic way. Ela im bar lecha davar kashemesh. Rather what? It's as clear to you as day. That what? Right. That if you have no what? Now, I love Lashon here. There's no peace between you two, right? So what do you say? So then you kill him. Vimlav. Right. And that's not such an astonishing. I mean, if this is all the Gemara would say, all right. So you can ask about, does it include Yom or not? And that's like the Meiri. We'll do that if we have time at the end. We'll do the Meiri about taking the idea of Yom literally. But that's not such a big deal, all right? Well, I mean, okay, that kind of makes sense, right? Does anyone have a problem with that statement? In other words, Zarcha Shemesh means you have to be able to identify the guy, right? You have to ascertain. That what? You have to ascertain that if there's no shalom, you kill him. And if not, I'll target you. Right? Okay. Tani idach. Right, so now that's darshaning what? Now that's taking the second pasuk and saying, in zarcha shemesh, damim lo. Right? Looking at that drush and saying what? Zarcha? Same thing. So if you know for sure that what?
That he does have peace.
Right, al targeo. Vim lav. Hargeo. Kasha. What's the kasha?
Kasha is, we said a stam person, if it's a time of suffix, then you don't kill him. And then the next time it's a stam person, you do kill him.
One more time?
We said one stam person, you don't kill him. Next stam person, you do kill him.
It seems that way, right? Look at Rashi. Do the two Rashis. Tanarbanan. An addition to Smuchin, it's a drush from Smuchin. And what's the, what are they saying? Emasai Mutar. Kenegdo, avami safek al targeo. That's the key. So what do you see? When is it mutter to kill the guy? When you've removed any safek, right? When it's a vadai, right? But if it's a safek, right? Correct. Okay. All right. V'tani idach im zarach Hashem shlav damim lo. Emasai. Oh, but you see, look at the wording. When is it aser to kill him?
So
when is it usher to kill the guy? What? Right. Even if you're in a confrontation, you shouldn't kill him. Vim lav. So I'm saying, but what's, just figure out the construct of the kasha. What's the kasha? It's more than just saying stam. What's Rashi telling you? What are you looking at him for? I caught that. No. What's the kasha? Kan ba'avalabain.
Kan ba'avalabain. Kan
ba'avalab. All right, Rashi.
Yes.
Okay, slow down. Right? So if what? If the father, if the father comes to the son, right? So he, right? B'machteres, he tunnels through. Misafek al yargeo, b'no. Right? So at a suffek, the son can't kill the father. The why? Devadai rachmei ha'av, al b'no. Because we know for sure what? What's the one, what's the definite? Normally fathers have rachamim on their sons. Right. And even if he was defending his property, he still wouldn't kill him. Hilkach.
Damim lo.
Ad. But it turns out, even by the father case, what can happen? Right. I'm not sure. Now, don't ask. I know the question, that the question is to say, what's the shear? At what point can you define him as Achzari? I have no idea. I don't know. He says, he wears a t-shirt that says, I hate you, son, and I want to kill you. All right? What? No. But at some point, you know that it's Sonacha. So that, therefore, that way of learning is saying that in a case of, how is it learning? It's saying one phenomenon is the guy comes in with Yeshul Damim. It's a Yeshul Damim case, right? What? Well, it's called a Yeshul Damim. It's just called a Yeshul Damim case. And the Yeshul Damim scenario, what do? I assume the guy's not trying to kill me until what?
Until he proves
he's going to kill me. Okay. And then the Gemara says, what's the other one? Ben Allah, Rashi, B'kol Shekein. Right. And Kolshkin Inish Da'alma Hargeo Misafek. Right? Meaning that there's in the Yeshul, Ben Allah is really Yeshul Damim case. Excuse me, an Eimel Damim case. Okay? So in the case of Eimel Damim, what do we say? Hargehu misafek. Why? The ape katalach. Right? You can assume if there are confrontations, going to try and kill you. Right? So you have to remove without a doubt. You have to be 100% positive that what? He's rachmeni alacha ke'avalabin. Okay? What kind of answer is this? No, it does. But what are you ultimately saying? In other words, what you're really saying, ultimately, you're right. You guys are trying to say that you're looking at it. You're saying that what's the objective here? The objective is to define the gavra as a specific type of gavra, right? That's what you're. That's the objective here. We got to figure out what kind of gavra is this. Is he a gavra ganav guy or is he gavra rodef guy within the ma'aseh gneiva? What kind of gavra he is? Okay, that's what you're ultimately saying. You look at the gavra, right? Okay, that's the easy part. All right, what's this saying? Yeah, that's what's trickier, in my opinion. That's a lot trickier. That's the way I was looking at it. There's what must you be doing at this point? What do you need to do?
Reflection.
What? No, not reflection. Reflection. What? Do you, what? Yeah, and while you're struggling?
Yeah.
No, but see, but honestly, though, what are they trying to obligate you to do?
Decide how you view this.
Okay, so let's think about our starting point. When the guy first is Baba Machteres, as we said all along, and this justifies the initial approach. I always tell you guys, you have to... What? Oh, hold on. I know you. But you have to always start off with, if you have a good working svara, sometimes it's great. You could see it's a good working svara. It works all the way through. We said all along, what's the problem? Why is it not a true rodev? Right? There's nothing nicker in the maisa, right? There's nothing nicker in this maisa itself that this guy's coming to kill you, right? Do you know what's amazing? So now, let's play it out. What do we have here? We have a void. There's what it's telling you, I'm being very descriptive for a reason. If you're going to say you start off as a suffix, what we're really telling you is that there's a void. There's a lack of information. We don't know. We don't know. We don't know what this guy is. We're not searching for a gavra. We're not searching for a gavra. Okay?
All we know is how he relates to you.
Oh. So, now I'm going to use a word. Actually, I didn't even think of this at first, but Rindy put it really well. It's going to come up later on. So, what are you really functioning as in this situation? If you really think about it, it's an amazing idea. I think.
You're giving him a shame.
You're never defining the gavra. You don't do that here. No. You never define the gavra. What? Yeah, but what does the relation tell you? Relation can only tell you one thing. There's no gavras anymore. There's no gavra rodev gavra ganav. That was here.
Whether you're alive or not.
What? No. I'm not that. No. No. The question. I think what you're doing is you're evaluating what the maisa was. So you don't know what this maisa is. When he's a baba machteris, we don't know what he's doing, right? We don't know what he's doing. Is he coming to kill you, or not. We don't know. There's nothing in the mice that snicker. No, I don't think so. I think all you can do is you can say that this maisa was Baal Machterach of Rodev style or maisa Baal Machterach is Ganav style. That's the most you could do. But what's amazing is, you know what you're doing here? If you really think about it, what are you functioning as? A dayan. If you think about it, if you really think about it, and I'll prove to you why that's true. I'll prove to you. If you skip this next little point here, which we'll get back to you, the Gemara then says, look at the Tana Rabbanan, okay? Tana Rabbanan. Damim lo, skip a few lines ahead. Damim lo, bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. Ain lo damim, bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. Tana Rabbanan. Damim lo, bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. Ain lo damim, bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. Right? So the Gemara makes a funny statement. The Gemara says, it doesn't matter if the guy, if it's an Ainul Damim case or Yesh Damim case, either way, you can do this on Shabbos during the week. Right? Okay. So the Gemara says, keep reading. The Gemara says, Bishlama. Itzterich. That we need. Right? So in the case of Ainul Damim, we have to learn out that whether it's Chol or Shabbos, you can kill the guy. Why?
So for that thing, I mean, we need to have
a Aruge based in the Bishabbos. Lo Kalinan. Kamash Malan the Kalinan. What kind of crazy hobbying is that? The Gemara is saying, one second, maybe you'll think you can't kill the guy on Shabbos, like an Ainul Damim case. Why? Because what isn't done on Shabbos? Beis Din don't kill people. What does that have to do with this? This has nothing to do with that. Unless you say the fact that he's almost, it's as if he's functioning like a Dayan, it's kid Beis Din. In other words, he has like that characteristic of being a Dayan. So maybe you'll say you can't do it on Shabbos. Kamash Malan, no. We don't really mean he's a Dayan. You know what I mean? But think about that idea. That's a proof for what we're saying. The fact that the Gemara even has a Havamina to say that maybe you can't kill the guy in Shabbos to Rugi Beis Din, Beis Din's not involved with this at all. What does Beis Din have to do with this? There's no Hasra. There's no, well, at least for now. There's no Edim or Hasra. This is a Beis Din, what do you call it? It's a stamp of approval, but Beis Din's not involved at all. It's not a Rugi Beis Din. You're not giving the guy Skila, right? That's clear. The standard is that the fact that it's always Besafik is telling you the mice is never Nicker. And your responsibility is to, in a sense, function like a Dayan. You need to figure out, you have to fill in that void. You need to figure out what was the nature of the Maisa. Was it a Maisa to break in to kill the guy, or was it a Maisa of, what do you call it, of normative Geneva?
What is the Stam Maisa?
There's no Stam Maisa, that's my point. We don't know what the Stam Maisa is. There's no Stam Maisa. Yeah, so the Gemara says, Amar. What a great statement, right? So what does he say?
He'd kill anybody that comes into his house.
Anyone who's machteris into my house, I'd kill. Does that include his father? I don't know. Okay, whatever. Except for
Rav Chanina, Rav Shila.
Which you know it's not his father. Okay. So my time, huh?
My time, huh?
Right. Ella.
Ella, Mishum Dikim Li Bigave. Dimrachim Alek Rachim.
Kir Rachim Avalabe. So what's he telling you? So what would you have thought?
I would have thought that since he's such a tzaddik, he would you wouldn't be able to kill him.
Right. Which proves one point. So what do you say? There's never a din in the gavra. You can't have. And let's say a guy is a pious looking individual, right? And he's tunneling through your house, right? So you can't say, oh, he's a pious guy. So therefore, he's not, you know, what do you call it? He's not coming to kill me. What? Look at the mirror. He says, "Kabel read Baba Machteres." Fine. But what's his basic point? What would you think by a case of Baal Machteris? Does it matter when the guy's tunneling in? No. Why should it? No. You'll see in a second. Okay, but why should it matter? If I approach a case, who cares when the guy is tunneling in? Does it matter what time of day he's doing it?
No.
Right. Zarach Hashemesh. I mean, means that you have. It makes more sense to say it's like an idea that you can actually identify the guy. Well, look at this. This is Mikol Makom. Nonetheless, Dolei Meforshim Kasvu Bagoseim. Right, yeah. Shiloh. They didn't quite take it out from the Peshuto. Ella, but rather teach you something. What? Now listen to this lashon. Lahatzil kol mishin isbar shiloh ba'al iske nefashos. That's an amazing idea. All along, whose side have we been taking?
The
victim. Turns out, not so fast. Turns out, what do we need to do? What's the Torah teaching you? You need to do everything you can to ensure that you don't
kill someone who's just coming for some money.
You don't kill someone who just happens to be coming for the TV, right? Okay. So now, and how do you and how do we know that to be the case? Because he says, "Uvayom." Amazing. Of course you can't kill the guy. If he's a Baal Machteris during the day, if a guy tries to break into a Kiva's house in the middle of the day, of course you can't kill the guy. Why? She'ein gana bayom el derech hashmata. Right? What does that mean?
Just like a power move.
What? Right, I'm saying, mean that what? Mean that, well, what does he mean? Come on, what does he really mean?
That you only do it to kind of like, show his dominance.
Okay, but what's the point he's trying to make? Why would a guy trying to steal your TV not be about not do it during the day, let's say? Or why is Baal Machteris at night make more sense? What? Right, in other words, Baal Machteris at night makes more sense, even though we say one of the potential outcomes, he might be trying to kill you, but what's he doing when he comes there? He wants to get away with it,
yeah.
Right? And let me ask you a question. If I happen to walk by a lady's house and I see some dude tunneling through the wall, right? But back in the day where there was no streetlights, right? You won't even see the guy. Right, so he's saying in general, if you contact the gang of Baal Machteris people, right, that robber gang, they'll tell you we don't operate during the day. We have a night operation, okay? And he says, "Vafil nimsum Machteris," right? And even if you found that guy in tunneling through, right, could go in shahaya choser beino lebeino or becheder mutznar. He found him in a hidden room. V'lo'od elash yira shelo hutzuchu lehotzi mekram b'shuto. Fine, okay, but then fine. She elash ena darav efshar she etzarach mikra laftim with Machteris b'yom. But what's the second way of learning saying? The second way of learning is saying that maybe you'll say that, what do you call that? But Machteris Yom doesn't work, right? You can't kill the guy if it's during the day. Amazing thing. So
yeah,
either.
Is that
yeah, notice this. Notice either. Do you learn simply Zarach HaShemesh means that what? Zarach HaShemesh means that.
Bar HaShemesh on this guy.
Bar HaShemesh this guy. And of course, it doesn't matter at what time of the day the guy is Baal Machteris.
Right.
Or do you say no, that what is it telling? What is it teaching you? It's teaching you both the idea of it has to be bar lecha and that during the day, all based on the premise of that we're trying to save the guy. So what's he telling you? It means the relationship between the guy. When you guys, and I agree with what you guys say. You guys are saying that through the mice itself. It's only through the mice itself that we can now start playing around with variables. Unfortunately, there's only one variable we can deal with, which is the nature of the relationship between you and the guy, right? That's it. That's the only variable that exists. But the other way of learning seems to be saying, like you guys are saying, like and it's interesting, you start taking into account these external variables have nothing to do with the specific relationship between you and the other guy, but external things like daytime. I'm not sure what other ones could exist.
The other way of learning would say that.